The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews coming with you, and this is May the 8th on Friday, and there's some significance there. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. We have our good friend Art Selinger with Selinger's Power Golf and World Long Drive Champion joining us here in just a little bit to talk about all things pertaining to golf and maybe a few other things that are going on. We are still in the midst of the pandemic, and even though things seem to be getting a little bit better, and certainly businesses around the country opening up, still a lot of controversy, a lot of things going on, and no golf being played. Still on the docket, though, is the first event coming back into, if you will, the new world, and that'll, of course, be the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial, and that is still scheduled to be coming up in just a few weeks here in June, and so we'll see how that all plays out, and if indeed it gets played as we expect that it will. So hopefully, that again is June the 11th, and about a month from now, that we'll maybe be back to golf without fans initially, but we'll be seeing some golf. So Frank Bassett, as always, joins us in the Nashville studios where you have been playing golf for the last, couple of weeks or so, Frank, or have you guys been able to play golf throughout this whole thing?
We've been able to play golf throughout the whole thing. I have not played much, only because the weather's been real iffy here in Nashville, and really just didn't want to get out in the middle of all this damn pimmick or whatever we call it. I call it a damn pimmick. So, it's crazy. NFL schedules came out last night. They're going to play, they say. So, but golf without fans, I have to correct you, Tim, because it's golf without patrons.
Good point. Good point, Mr. Masters.
Don't want you to get in trouble. Yes.
No patrons, at least for the first couple that they're saying. And that's going to be pretty bizarre that they have done it before. Do you remember back, was it a tornado or something that came through a tournament a couple of years ago and they had to have a round, I think, or maybe even two rounds without fans? Was that in the Midwest somewhere, if I'm not mistaken? Do you remember that?
I think so. You know, speaking of golf without patrons, there are also people who have been banned from golf courses for playing the wrong tees or playing the tips instead of the tees where they were placed. Or, you know anybody like that?
Why would you bring that up?
Because we lost him. That's why.
He just seen you. You're trying to lead
here,
him to
Art. Let's just dial him live.
Let's just get him on here.
Let's get him in.
Hello.
There he is.
Went through a bad cell. And there he is, Art Selinger joining us once again. Hey, Artie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I've been playing a lot of golf.
Have you? Where have you been playing?
Sure. I played Texas Rangers 3 times, and I've played where I'm at, the member of the Four Seasons at Las Colinas. Probably played there 8-9 times during all this. I can't think of a safer, better place to be than a golf course. I don't understand what can absolutely happen on a golf course. Everybody hits it sideways. What's the big deal? We all walk different directions. I've walked more golf courses in this last 2 months than I have in the last 10 years, which has been great. If you're in a cart, you're by yourself. You don't touch the flag stick, which is the way the rules should have been done. If the USGA wanted to do it, you shouldn't have either leave it in or you take it out. You don't have the right. Pace of play has been phenomenal. We've been walking, four of us. I've also sold more push carts in the last 2 months than I have in my last 20 years of business. I'd like to thank Sun Mountain and Click Gear and all the lazy golf pros that didn't want to order any, but thank you, because I sold about 50 of them. And it's been very good. People are push carting. People are in shape. You don't touch the flag. There's no rakes in the bunker. People cheat anyway. You improve your lies, so you play. You play out of the bunker. We play in 3 hours and 30 minutes walking 18 holes in all seriousness, and it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. I mean, I you want to talk about getting sick, stay in your house instead of getting on the golf course. That's a great way to get sick.
That's true. Immunologists have talked about that, Art, about wearing the mask and staying in your house, and it reduces your immunities that you have in your body.
Absolutely.
By just sequestering yourself. You need to get out. Our bodies are bacteria traps anyway. So
Tim, yeah. Tim, you know, we both live in DFW. I happen to know the assistant GM over at Bear Creek right on the airport, 36-hole facility. They're averaging on good weather days 640 players over two golf courses. You cannot get a tee time in this town. Golf courses are packed. I'm thrilled for it. It's good for the economy. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with golf. So, I mean, I wouldn't probably go sit in a movie theater or go walk a mall or anything like that. Although I did see about 400 people in a Home Depot about a month ago.
Oh.
But anyway,
I mean, what do you think about what we were talking about Colonial with them not having patrons and fans or for the next few PGA Tour events that they're scheduled right now? Do you think that that's too much? Do you think fans should be allowed in or some fans?
I think they should be allowed in. I don't think there should be any grandstands, any tents, any enclosures whatsoever. Let them all go out there. It's 200 and something acres, whatever it is. And people are smart. They're not going to shoulder to shoulder, 10 deep with people. They'll stay away, keep their distance. I think what happens is the grandstand situation. I think it's a choice. We're at the point where you have to choose how you want to live your life. If I had a very poor immune system, if I was susceptible to a lot of stuff, I probably wouldn't go. And, you know, now they're talking about no caddies. These guys may be carrying their bags or field cart in their bags taking an individual cart. We have to get back to living. We have to, because this won't stop. It's not going to stop. You know, anytime soon until there is maybe a vaccine. I'm not an expert at this, but I mean, we've got no baseball with no fans. I don't know. You can sell seats, three seats apart. I don't know.
Well,
but we got to start living. We got to start living, boys. Doesn't the Corn Ferry Tour start before the PGA Tour?
I think so. Yeah. I believe it's like a week prior.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, for the golfers out there, if you've never had a chance, you're going to get a chance to see Seminole on the 17th.
Oh, that's
hope I didn't
awesome.
Ruin your promo there. I've had the chance to play there several times, and
it's
just a gem of the world when it comes to golf, and glad they're doing that. And so is it a bad thing if the 200 members stay their distance and walk and watch golf? Is that a crime? Is that bad? I mean, I don't get it.
You boys are in Dallas County. It's a crime there, but it was for a day. Don't get your hair done.
Yeah.
Hey, here's the deal. What you're going to see if you don't have grandstands and you don't have the party tents and all the crap, and I shouldn't say it that way, but that's kind of how I feel. You're going to see true golf patrons.
Yes.
True.
Well
they're said, there right. for the golf, not the party. And that's better. I kind of like that.
That's what
I think there's going to be a lot. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be anxious to get out there, and they're still deciding. I know some people at Colonial and members, and they're saying their list of volunteers is pretty deep. So they're going to be volunteering for everything from tying people's shoelaces to cutting tree limbs or anything they could find a job, air quotes, to do that they're going to do. So there are going to be people around there, and I don't know how. After the first one, they're going to see how maybe it plays out and figure out. I'm with you, Art, in the sense of when they talk about baseball or anything else that's going on before the NFL, which a lot of people are talking like the NFL will be normal. We'll see. But baseball and everything else. I'm like, if your stadium seats 40,000, 50,000, can't you still put 20,000 in there? Can't you space them out enough? And if you're an owner, wouldn't I rather have half-filled stadium than a zero-filled stadium if everybody can stay safe and get in line for concessions 6 feet apart or restrooms or whatever? Have people monitor all that if you need to, but why do they have to be completely empty? I don't understand why
Tim, and it has to be a choice. We are stacked in our two studios. You can't get an appointment for the next 15 days. People want to play, want to get out. After each fitting, we wipe down every golf club that player tried. We make people wash their hands before they come in. We actually have a thermometer, take their temperature. We have masks for our people if they want to wear them. We build golf clubs with gloves on. We wipe everything down. You know what? It's called being responsible and abiding by what's normal now. And we get it as business owners. But, you know, you have to just get back and do it. And, again, if you're not comfortable going to an NFL game, going to Cowboy Stadium or going to Titan Stadium or wherever you're going to go, don't go. Nobody's forcing you to go. Nobody says you have to, but When's the day that you're going to say, okay, now today's the great day, July 8th, August 8th, June 8th? What's the day? What is it really, what's it going to do?
No such thing.
Yeah. And you're right too, Art, about the or Frank that said that until you get a vaccine. Well, even the flu has vaccines, but we see a lot of people, unfortunately, die from the flu every year, even with the vaccine. So it won't end. It'll be a different version of it. It'll have a vaccine. We'll get shots or whatever, and it'll help the majority of us. But some people will still die from this for years to come, like they've been doing for years in the past because of other illnesses that they have. And it's unfortunate. And you're right. If you look at the numbers, too, the other part of it that gets a little bit frustrating is if you're already compromised, if you're elderly, if you're in a hospital, if you have certain conditions, when you look at the numbers and the total people that have passed away, that's a great majority of them are in that category. And that doesn't say that an 18-year-old can't have it or 21-year-old or healthy people.
Absolutely not.
That's still rare. That's still rare. And if that's the case, then it seems like a lot of people are sacrificing an awful lot for the rare case that something here might happen, as opposed to just the natural order of life, which is we all pass away at some point from different things. And I agree with you, Art. You got to open things up at some point, even if it's slow. And like you said, you're doing things differently in your business, as are grocery stores and almost everywhere you go. But it makes you at least feel like, okay, during all this, you got gloves on, you're wiping things down, everything's more sanitized than it used to be. I think we can get by that way. It won't be perfect. But when will it be? Yeah, you're right. When do we decide? Here's the day.
When do you decide?
Everybody's safe.
I've been on an airplane now 4 times. I feel great on an airplane. It's clean. I wear a mask. Heck, it's like a private plane. There's nothing wrong with flying. I felt better in the airport than I do. I'm about to go hit a 7-Eleven to get my morning coffee. I'm more apt to have something happen there than I was in the airport or on the plane. It couldn't be safer to fly, in my opinion. I'm flying home to South Carolina tomorrow morning again, and I look forward to it. There's zero issues. Check-in line, 30 seconds. TSA line, 20 seconds. Get on the plane. Every plane I've been on has taken off now 20 minutes early and landed 45 minutes early because I have so much time built in. It's bags come up in 2 minutes. It's fine. You know, think about it. We close national parks. You couldn't even take a stroll around a million-acre park, for goodness sakes.
Crazy.
I mean, it's just crazy. It's just really crazy what's going on here. And the epicenter of all this, more than 60% of what's going on, is concentrated in 4 hot areas of the whole nation. And, you know, like you say, the people in a lot of other places are paying a hefty price. I'm a small business owner. I didn't furlough anybody. I gathered my troops, and we made it work. And we have sold, we've done a lot of different things than we normally would do. But I'll tell you, as a small business owner, it's terrible.
Oh, it's
terrible. Our revenues are down a third. And it's terrible what's going on. Yeah. I'm very, very distraught about this whole thing. I really don't like it. I'm going to tell you real quick. I got to tell you something. I feel so bad for the collegiate player that wanted to turn pro, the mini tour player who was wanting to. This person can't see the PGA Tour if everything goes perfect now till 2023. And that's if they're perfect, because there's no more graduating steps from tours if you were just starting out with no status. You know, Canada doesn't get you Corn Ferry. China doesn't get you Corn Ferry. You're not going anywhere. You might want to choose a different career, because guess what? There is no place to play. There's nowhere to play this game.
Very good
and
point.
You could be a college All-American, and you know the spots now. They're going to eliminate Monday qualifying, so there's no more Monday qualifying on the Corn Ferry Tour, so you can't find lightning in a bottle. I mean, it's a tough career. You guys know I manage Jamie Sadlowski. He's got no place to play. He's got no play. We would love to play. Played 2 events. As you know, I was in Asia right before all this stuck. We flew back on the 18th. Never even heard the word coronavirus. We're in Hong Kong, China. We were in Singapore, Japan. Never heard a word. Flew back on January 18th. Nice little safe hide keeping there by our friends over there. Wow. Never heard a word. Walking through downtown Hong Kong on January 15th. But anyway, he's got no place to play, Tim. No place to play. So
yeah, it's a very different world, and you're right about the wait for that. And that goes. This we're talking about golf, but I also feel for the top players in college basketball that were going to go to March Madness, and that suddenly got canceled. They don't have their senior year. It goes all the way down to high schools. There's a girl here locally in Texas, in the Dallas area, who's about to set national softball records, the most hits in a girl's career all over the country. And she had the most hits, the most RBI. I mean, a phenomenal player. And, Frank, she seriously was like six hits shy of the national record when the season got canceled. She was like 12 RBI shy of the national record. She had all these things right there in the next few games, and she gets none of it. So on top of which, you don't get to walk at your graduation. It's changed so much for so many people that – you know, hopefully they're healthy, and that's great, and that's the most important thing. But yeah, it's delayed, shut down, canceled a lot of things that people were really expecting and hopeful for.
You said it right. Hopefully they're healthy, but there's something called mental health, and you know, hope and excitement and the future, and so these kids are being deprived of that. And you know, we've got to find a way to keep their spirits up, because this is just something that unfortunately hit their generation. So how do we get their spirits back up?
You're right. You guys are right. I mean, everybody's going to have a story. My son went, and Tim knows my son. He's on the autistic spectrum. He's a high-functioning Asperger's young man. He's brilliant. And he went 5 years to school. Took his road was very long, and he couldn't walk last Monday on May 4th. He graduated college, got his diploma, but he couldn't walk. Everybody's got a tragic story here. And I'll tell you what. When it comes to entrepreneurs, I'm always a big fan. I cheer Dana White fighting this Saturday night. Cheer him, all right? And again, it's the choice of the fighters. You want to get in the ring. They're doing their testing. Everybody's doing their testing, their protocols, things like that. I cheer him for running that event. Absolutely love it. I'll be paying and watching.
Frank, by the way, Art's son will be putting people in space. That's what was his school? Aeronautics.
He went to Embry-Riddle Aeronautical Space University, and he got a degree in commercial space flight operations. And you bet he will.
Up and coming.
Look at that.
Field. Yeah, you bet.
Frank, when you get that, when you and Elon Musk get together to go up in a rocket, it'll be Zach Sellinger.
Well, when I borrow the money from you, Tim, to pay for the trip that I go up. Okay. Embry-Riddle
good
is
for him,
a
though.
Fabulous
for him.
University. It really is. I know a lot about that school, and that was my when I was in high school. That I loved. You know, of course, I grew up in that era where space flight was the big deal.
Space age, yeah.
It was so exciting, and I'm on the NASA website constantly, always watching and reading, and just absolutely love that stuff. So I can't wait to meet your son, Art.
And he would love to meet Mr. Musk, because that is his dream place to work, is SpaceX. And he can make rockets fly and get people there safely. I promise you, they'd follow the protocol.
That is so cool. Hey, Art, again, we're talking with Art Sellinger, World Long Drive Champion. And I wanted to ask you about this day would be the second round of the Byron Nelson had it been a normal season. And I guess they would be finishing at Trinity Force. We all know that Byron Nelson Championship got canceled for this year, and they'll play it next year, but moving the location. How'd you feel about all that, Art, how that played out, that they gave it this two-year run at Trinity Forest? I know you've played there, and your thoughts on that. But pretty quickly, they got out of that situation, and now they're going to go to a new course, Craig Ranch, which is about an hour north of Trinity Forest.
There are great golf courses that are great golf courses, but that doesn't mean they can host a PGA Tour event. Trinity Forest is a great golf course, but it is not the site that I would pick to host a PGA Tour event, which in this town happens to be a party with a golf tournament. And it went from the Four Seasons at the finest location in town, the best situation. Did the course have the shot value that the PGA Tour wanted? Probably not, but Trinity Forest is not the location for the golf tournament. It's all that's to it. Just like Dallas Nationals, not a great place. Best golf course in town, if you ask me. But not a great place for fans to go watch, because you can't walk that thing in gallery. So I think Craig Ranch is a great place. Just like the Four Seasons would have been a great place. Colonial is a wonderful place to watch golf.
Yeah.
So I love Trinity Forest, and it was a bad move. As far as I'm concerned, as far as going there, people wouldn't go there. It's a difficult place to get to. Not a great location. No trees. And, we miss golf. I'll tell you what, you don't know what you what you have until it's gone, right, guys? I mean, we really missed pro golf. Yeah. We missed sports. I mean, baseball, basketball. Been watching that Last Dance, though. You get a little taste of golf in there with MJ, huh?
Just a touch. Every show, he's playing golf.
He's smoking cigars and playing golf. Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. That is an entertaining show. We're talking about the Bulls back in the 90s that has been on ESPN. In lieu of, they're supposed to play that in the summer, I believe it was supposed to be aired, but they pushed it up because there was no other programming that ESPN had. So they had to kind of move it up a little bit. But, yeah, that has been a pretty fascinating look into the world of Michael Jordan at the end of his career and with the Bulls and everything else. Hey, Art, so as far as Jamie's concerned, you're talking about Jamie Sadlowski, who was trying to get as far up as he could on the PGA Tour and the Korn Ferry Tour. What is he going to do? What are his options?
They're talking about running a Canadian Q school. They already ran three stages of it, so there has been – 600 players have tried, and they've given away, I believe, 36 of the cards already at these three schools. They're talking about a school late in July and then running eight straight tournaments. But again, there's no graduations of the Korn Ferry Tour. Those that had their status on Korn Ferry, I mean, he doesn't know what to do. Thank goodness he's got great sponsors in Cleveland Golf, and when they'll get back to promoting, they'll use him. But he absolutely does not know what to do. He can't go play global. Europe's going to be behind America when it comes to playing. Asia, pretty risky. It'd be kind of hard to say, hey, I'm going to go live in China or go live in Japan and go play those tours. I don't know what any of these kids that were such great players in their senior year in college that would normally be going to the Q schools for Latin America, for China, and for Canada. What are they going to do? There's no place to play. There's a couple mini tours out there, that Outlaw Tour that Alex Chake is dominating. But I mean, really, that's not pro golf in a sense. You can't go anywhere from there. So it's a tough deal. Tough deal to be an aspiring pro golfer. I would not want to be one.
Hey, how are you playing, Art, when you get out and you're playing four seasons?
I turned 55 2 days ago, so I get to move up the tee box. And July 20th is my big day from my friends at the USGA who gave me my 2-year penalty. I get my amateur status back July 20th. I'm going to start playing senior golf, because I made my career earnings playing the game of golf were zero. So I should get a 2-year penalty because I made nothing. Yeah. I made all my money hitting golf balls far and getting paid to endorse products. But my career earnings on the PGA Tour were zero, and I got a 2-year penalty. But July 20th, I get my status back, and I'm going to play some amateur golf. It'll be fun. I've been playing okay.
Art Selinger on the forward tees. That's
I
so
like
wrong.
It.
That's so wrong.
It looks like there'll be a World Long Drive Championship. I will have at least one call this year with our friends at Golf Channel, NBC Sports. The World Long Drive Championship is going to be in Chicago. Tim, your town, at Cog Hill.
Yep.
Ooh. And that's right after Labor Day, and they're hoping that they'll run that one event. And those long drivers had a great season ahead of them as well, had a lot of momentum. I feel terrible for them. That's how a lot of them make their living. They get on television. They win prize money. They get endorsements. They get sponsorships. They get appearances. And that's just been cut to zero. And so it's everybody's suffering. It's a shame. It's sad. I feel for everybody.
Tim, let's go to that. Let's go do that.
Yeah.
Come on, you guys. Come on.
Yeah.
I'd love to have you. I'll make sure you get a great seat 6 feet apart.
it's the new world that we're going to be in. That'd be great. That sounds exciting.
No,
as heck, though.
That would
That's
be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That would
come
be a lot
on.
Of fun.
I'd love to have you. I'll bring you guys in the booth with me and Coachman. You'll see. We'll have some laughs. No, really. I'd love to have you. We will have a blast. And I hope that event happens. I'm really hoping Matt Farrell and the team, Anthony Newville, Mike Ambrose at World Long Drive will put this event on. And these players will have a chance to showcase their skills at least one time this year. Guys, what do you think real quick about the Ryder Cup? Tell me, what's going to happen?
Without fans, it's not a Ryder Cup.
Thank you. Well said.
But I think by the time they get down to that, I just got to think that it's going to change. I think fans are going to be back and watching an event. I think the NFL, and let's be honest, a lot of things get dictated by the dollar sign, and nothing moves the needle on money more than the NFL does. And I just don't see where the NFL is going to say, you know what, we need to do this, and we need to keep our billion-dollar thing going. I think it's going to trump the okay, we're worried. Let's sanitize. Let's do all those things. But we're also talking 3 or 4 months. Think about this, guys. You're talking about, you know, when you and Jamie came back, we all just got shut down maybe 8 weeks ago, where the whole country kind of got into the quarantine. 8 weeks. And in 8 weeks, we went from shutdown, masks, everything else, to let's slowly get it back. That's in 8 weeks. Well, you go 8 weeks forward from now. We're only in early May. We'll be in June. Right, early July we'll be into, and so we're talking about September, October. I don't see how it will be evolved. Yeah, we won't have a quarantine. I mean, we won't have a vaccine, maybe, but I definitely think people are going to feel more at ease about, as you said, freedom to go do what you want to do, and I think people are going to want to get out and go to games.
It's easier, I think, and I'm going to use an analogy, to start a car. It takes longer to start a car than it does to press the button to shut it off. You press the button to shut it off, and it goes boom. It's going to be a little slower.
I got to say one thing, guys. I'm sorry to cut you off. Frank, you'll appreciate it. Tim, we're all the same age. Think about this. Whatever happened to the words, enter at your own risk? Where did those words go to?
Yeah.
I stood on the tee with John Daly in 1991 playing an exhibition match in front of 5,000 people. No ropes. Stood on the first tee. They were lying down that first tee box. I never been more scared. Oh. I knew I was going to kill somebody.
Oh, yeah.
I looked at JD and I said, John, are you serious? He goes, what? I go, look how close those people are looking, how close they are in this tee box. He goes, buddy, swing away. If they get hit, nothing you can do. It's on the back of their ticket. It says enter at your own risk. That's it. Enter at your own risk.
Swing.
And we're all going to make that choice, whether it's a golf tournament, a basketball game, a movie theater. It's our risk, our choice. Yeah. And all they wanted to do was make sure there's enough beds to take care of people. And listen, I'm not going to be some wild, crazy person. I'm going to get on an airplane tomorrow to go see my family back home. I'm going to go play golf. I'm probably not going to go to a movie theater. Don't need to take that risk. I'll sit outside in a restaurant on a patio. Yeah. But anyway, enter at your own risk. Those are great words.
They are. Hell, it's more dangerous to go to Kroger or Publix than it is to go play golf. I had to go to the grocery yesterday. I had to go to a Costco. I pulled up in the parking lot. The line was around the building to get into Costco. And I said, okay, I can stand in line 6 feet apart for the next hour and a half, or I can pay a dollar more somewhere else. Hell, I went to Publix. I said, forget this. Yeah. And, you know, it's just...
You got choices.
You have choices and make them... Understand you need to make your choices with the brain that God gave you. Be smart.
As I'll do today with my business. Yes, you got it, guys.
Exactly.
I love being on your show. Stay safe.
All right. You take care. Get your coffee.
All right, buddy.
I'm gonna.
Take care, Art.
You got it.
Be safe.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. Art Selinger.
He had to have his call.
Selinger's Power Golf is his store that he has, his retail businesses that he has, a couple of them here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And it's good to hear. His business is not up. He said it's down
about
third. Has been selling some things. He's got people in there, so at least it's creeping, you know, back into
our sponsor, Club Corp, great sponsor, Club Corp. Your club is still open in Dallas, correct?
Yes, Prestonwood is.
And Bluegrass.
Craig Ranch, where we just talked about the AT&T Byron Nelson is moving to a Club Corp facility.
Yes.
At Craig Ranch. Very, very, very nice club. Yeah. It's a gorgeous
We will
golf
definitely
course.
Be doing the By show the way, live next year from there. So.
Sure. Yeah.
For
yeah.
Sure.
I was going to ask Art, although he obviously had to get running, but to reference back to what you said at the beginning and to what he was saying about moving up on the tees, but what your reference was about was the story he had about him and his brother, Saul, playing at Carnoustie 20 years ago, 25 years ago, whatever, a long time ago, and they wanted to play the tip, so they did. Apparently, that's not allowed, and I guess not even the tips. I think they went to the back of every tee box, so even if the tees were further up for the tips, they went farther back so they could literally play like the back of every tee box.
Right.
Whatever they did, it pissed off the people at Carnoustie, and they basically banned him.
They sent him a
and
letter.
And then sent a letter to also, I think,
USGA.
That they also CC'd, did it not, the PGA of America or somebody?
PGA of America?
Like reprimand him?
The USGA.
To say that these two boys came over to our storied grounds and somehow that offended them. I mean, Art tells the story. We didn't chop it up. We didn't do anything else. We just played where I guess they didn't want us to play from. And We got in trouble, and probably, so we got an official letter. And probably so, yeah, that was a story.
Knowing them, they probably sent a letter to the United Nations.
They might have. God. I mean, and so he cannot play it. Wasn't it Carnoustie?
Banned right for life. Banned for life.
Yeah, for life. Yeah, so he's got that on his record. he'll never run for public office with that one on his record.
Yeah, so, it was really funny we can say this now that Dallas is opening up, but Art never closed his golf shop. He didn't do it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't blame him.
I know.
I don't blame him.
I know.
You can't. Well, yeah, you can't tell me I can't do. No, don't say you can't.
It's really such and we've referenced the hair cutting thing, and I guess most people get that by now in the country. But there was a woman here that had a salon that did not close, and she defied the executive order to close your shops, and so she quite literally got arrested and taken, and the judge gave her a choice just a few days ago of you can apologize or you can pay a fine, go to jail, do whatever. He just wanted to hear her say, okay, I shouldn't do it. She said, I can't apologize because I was trying to feed my family and I was trying to employ my salon workers so that they could feed their families as well. And we were social distancing. We normally can seat up to 25 people. We were only seating 7 at a time, blah, blah, blah. Like, we had gloves. We were doing everything to be safe, but I just couldn't shut it down and not have anybody get any income. And he put her in jail. And the governor then, just yesterday, of Texas came out and said, no, she needs to get out of jail. And it became this big national thing about, you know, what's maybe going wrong with,
with
the quarantining.
Didn't your AG pay her fine?
Oh, I don't know.
Either your governor or your...
Ken Paxton, I think, is the attorney general for Texas.
Okay, so who is second in command in Texas? After Abbott?
Dan Patrick, I think, lieutenant governor.
Maybe it was Dan Patrick. It was Dan Patrick who paid her fine.
He said,
just put me in jail. Let her out. You put me in jail. I'll serve her time.
Yeah.
So this judge.
They're all fighting for the attention.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But unfortunately, like everything in our world, Frank, even our show here, we get down to politics so much lately that I don't know what the judge who put her in jail was thinking or not thinking or what his political stance.
Damn idiot.
I don't know if he was trying to make something. I don't know if the governor was trying to trump what he said and it's a Democrat against a Republican, blah, blah. I don't know, and I guess I don't care to some point. It's like, let's just be reasonable. We're all going through a tough time. Let's just try to treat each other civilly. And to put somebody in jail for trying to cut people's hair and trying to literally, I get where.
Her family.
And we see it all over the country. We see it all over the country. I'm sure in Tennessee, Texas, Michigan, where people are protesting, saying, that's enough. You can't keep. And I think that people that are constitutional lawyers have said, again, I'm like Art. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer.
But I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, right?
So I got that going right. I do think that I saw that actually the state governments, local governments, don't have the authority to tell you not to perform your business. If it's a legal business and you've paid your permits and all the other things, they can't shut you down for no reason. And if the reason is we're trying to keep everybody healthy, that apparently isn't a good enough reason to make people not work and maybe seriously go bankrupt.
That's the real
crux of it.
Losers, if there's a loser, wrong word, but the people who were impacted the greatest were small business. Small business.
Yeah, literally small business. Ones that got loans that have franchises all over the country.
Yeah, I'm not going to name names because we have some sponsorship deals out there, but some of those folks, come on.
But the literal mom and pop shops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little hardware
those
store
are the ones that,
in the little towns and the little coffee shops.
Or
Art's
Pro Shop.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
I mean, they're all over the country. That's the backbone of most little communities or big cities are still little business owners. They're not all Costco's and they're not Walmart's.
You know, we don't do, well, some people would say we do. We don't do this show for a hobby. I mean, we do it for entertainment purposes for our listeners. But we were impacted very severely, as you know, by this thing because they shut down the tour. Well, our week to week when I'm out on the road on tour, that's how we make our money. No, zero zip, zero money. So that GoFundMe page, I'm kidding.
It affects us all. So much.
Thank you to the French Lick Resort for supporting us very much. And they're going to be coming back pretty soon with a big announcement.
Hopefully they'll be back open pretty soon.
They will. And also, you know, thank you so much to Club Corp for sticking with us. We appreciate it very much. But
I think their courses, a lot of their courses are back open. Yeah, Club Corp. Go to clubcorp.com. That's their website. You can find out about a new course. Maybe you haven't been a member yet. And so check out a Club Corp course all over the country. Yeah. And if you're a member at Frank's Course, you're also a special member at courses all over the country. You get special privileges. Yeah. So it's a big deal, and it's really cool. So anyway, check
out support your local businesses, folks. I mean, I know I'm saying something. Our listeners are smart people. Okay, they're most golf fans, patrons, I should say, are fairly intelligent folks and fairly they just do the right thing. You know, it's
I think they're courteous of each other for the most part.
But go out there and support, you know, the local restaurants and the takeouts, and that's what we've been doing here in Nashville. Is just trying to help everybody we can. And
I tried to get into the Grand Ole Opry.
I have some ties in Nashville, a couple, you know.
Yeah.
And so Garth and Tricia did an event last Saturday night from the Grand Ole Opry, which is just right down the road from me. And I made a couple of phone calls. No. I said, what do you mean no? I just want to come. I know Garth and Tricia. Okay, that's not a name drop thing. Okay, they're just everybody. He shops in the Goodlettsville Kroger. Come on, man. Everybody knows him. So, no, can't come in. No, no, nothing. No, they were serious about it, too. I mean, no.
Did they have fans in there?
No, none. No.
To watch?
No, but they do it. They do the Grand Ole Opry every Saturday night. Bobby Bones, who's a local DJ, and he's been on American Idol and all that, or The Voice, whatever, hosts it. And he's standing out in where the audience is normally on all the empty seats. And then the artists are up on stage. Vince has done it. Vince Gill, our good friend Vince. Garth and Trish have done it. Gosh, a bunch of people, but the artists just donate their time to go in and do a one-hour show for TV every Saturday night and radio. How good is that?
But when you're saying you wanted to go, you wanted to just go backstage? And
yeah,
kind of
just
watch,
you know, because I can usually in backstage usually for any event, right? No, they were real strict about that. I just wanted to go say hi.
I guess they had to be though, right?
But yeah, they should, and I understand that. I was a little disappointed, but that's okay. I'll just go to Kroger and see him. So there's nobody nicer. Well, Vince is one of the, he's a sweetheart too, but nobody nicer than Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood.
Yeah.
Nobody nicer in the world, truly. They'll stop and have time for everybody. They're not the typical A-lister celebrity types whatsoever. Yet I think Garth sold a couple of records in his time.
It's a different world. It's a different world that we live in. You know, I mean, it's just everything is. And I think eventually people talk about. I'm going to say this as we wrap it up, but I'm going to say I do think that it gets hyped, and I do just like we've talked about this in the past about the media, whether it's politics or whether it's whatever, they're trying to sell papers, trying to get you to watch TV program, listen to radio, whatever they are doing. I get that that's a big part of it. So. Fear sells a lot more than happiness, right? So to say, hey, here's some happy news. If you say, here's some tragedy, bad, it seems to get the people that want to see a train wreck, right? And so
NASCAR.
Success of Tiger King. So you see that that's what's going on, right? You see all these things. I'm going, is it true? Is it not true? Is it what I'm reading? Is it slanted a bit because it's going to be a more dramatic headline? And then when you actually read it, it's only, well, maybe if that scenario happens, it's good. So it's really tough to know when we get back to a real world, because this non-real world that we're living in now, I think, does sell papers. I think it does get people riled up and concerned.
Hey,
and so I just wish that there'd be – I want to find some honest answers out there, and it's really hard in this day and age because it just seems like everybody is so – yeah, everybody is so apart from each other that they're trying to counter this and counter that.
Well, it's the papers. I have to say this. Dallas has a very good newspaper. At least the sports section is really good. But you can go around this country with these newspapers, and why don't they just have them on the checkout aisle at Kroger? Okay, because it's the National Enquirer. It's just sensational. The quality of the journalism is, you know, I don't mean to hammer people. I shouldn't say that, but hell, it's just not that good. It just isn't.
Yeah.
There's one golf writer for the AP. You know, he's a friend of ours, Doug Ferguson. That's it. One guy for all of in the country.
All the media in the world?
In the country. Come on, man. For the Associated Press.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
It is tough. It's tough to figure out which website you go to, right? Where are you getting information? Because
GolfTalkAmerica.com.
You talk to somebody else, and they're like, that's not what I read. You go, okay, what did you find? And they go, oh, okay, well, that's why you found that. I found it here, you know. So it's just exhausting sometimes. I choose sometimes just not to even get into it because I think, well, it's just another day of spinning whatever they want to spin.
Sure.
So I'm not going to play the game.
I'll say this as we get out of here. For our listeners, I would ask our listeners to please send out to five of your friends to follow us, golftalkamerica.com, to subscribe to the podcast. We've taken a huge hit during this, and we really want to build up the show and welcome all the emails you want to send to us at Frank. Just send it to Frank at golftalkamerica.com. Just send it directly to me. And what do you want to hear? What do you want us to talk about? Who do you want us to have on? But please help us grow the show because, again, all of our friends in the radio and golf business have taken a hit. And so support everybody. But, again, Frank at golftalkamerica.com. I'll respond to each and every one of you. A day or two, but let's grow this puppy. And it's raining, but I'm still going to go out to the club and at least maybe eat lunch to support them. So there you go.
I'm supposed to play a little golf, too. Going to Pinnacle. Pinnacle out in East Texas.
You're playing Pinnacles. Play what?
I am playing. I'm playing that ball. Anyway, yeah, I should have fun, hopefully. Yeah, it's been raining here, too, so hopefully the rain will hold off a little bit. All right, everybody, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll keep you updated. At least we'll give you a little bit of an oasis, hopefully, from all this stuff that's going on, and we'll get back to golf real, real soon. Colonial's still on the calendar, so we'll count the days away, and we'll all have a good time when we get back to PGA Tour golf. All right, thank you to Art Selinger for being with us as well. Remember, SellingerTowerGolf.com is his website. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks for being with us, everybody, and we'll see you next time right here on Golf Talk America.